It's Here and Now on KJZZ. I'm Steve Goldstein in Phoenix. Arizona State's football team is at its home away from home, Camp Tontazona near Payson, as players practice and bond in anticipation of the 2014 season kicking off later this month. Tyler Lockman is the ASU beat writer for FoxSportsArizona.com. He says this is a big year for head coach Todd Graham as he continues to implement his system.
With a lot of new head coaches, the third year is kind of that year where they're expected to make it big, but they sort of did that in year two, going to a Pac-12 championship game. So this year, it's sort of an interesting situation for Todd Graham and his team. They did lose a lot of players, 14 total starters. But right now, I think when you look at strengths of this team, it's absolutely the offense. They have so many playmakers, so many stars, and so much experience from the offensive line, the receivers, all over. That offense should be able to score a ton of points. And I think you're going to see them win a lot of shootouts. And they're going to have to win a lot of shootouts, probably early in the year, especially while that defense finds its legs. But they do have some nice pieces on defense. And I think they'll be improved in special teams because they had Keith Patterson come in from West Virginia, and he's really kind of overhauled their philosophy on special teams.
Defensively, they lost a couple of big names, at least. Will Sutton, people probably know about, got drafted to the NFL. Carl Bradford also got drafted to the NFL. It sounded like they had a couple of people in mind, maybe junior college players, to come in and replace either one or both of those guys, but they're not going to be eligible. Is there some last-minute planning that's going to be tough at this point?
Well, they did. They lost two junior college recruits from the same junior college in Mississippi. They thought those were guys that were going to come in and be able to start and sort of replace those big-time playmakers. That didn't work out. There's always a risk with junior college players that they might not meet the academic requirements to get into the school. So that sort of caused them to do some shifting, and one of those spots is the devil linebacker position, where right now they're still kind of figuring out what they're going to do there. They had a tight end playing there, and maybe they're not going to do that as much anymore. And then that spot where Will Sutton played is another one right now. They have a true freshman working there with the first team defense right now. So those are two spots, especially, that were affected by those guys not making it. And that's caused them to do some figuring things out, trying different guys and figuring out what's going on. And I think they're getting closer to determining who's going to be their best option there, but they're not quite there yet.
Traditionally, regardless of what coaches say publicly, they usually get a little nervous playing guys who are too inexperienced. Has there been any indication that Todd Graham's nervous about this?
No, he doesn't give any indication of that. He might be, but he wouldn't let you know it. I think the thing with Todd Graham is he is so confident in his system, in his scheme, that he believes you could put anyone in it. As long as they know the defense, they know their calls, they know where they're supposed to be, you can just put anyone there and they'll succeed because of the system. So he's played young guys before, and they're going to have to this year. He knows that. So for him, there's really no reason to be nervous. It doesn't do him any good, or at least not to show that.
Have you had a chance to look at their schedule? How does it look to you? Does it look like they're a lot of tough non-conference opponents, or fairly easy? Can they get off to a good start this year?
Well, it's kind of an interesting schedule this year. They have three games early on, one against an FCS school, so a lower division, Weber State, and then they play Colorado and also New Mexico. So those are three games that they should be expected to win. They should get off to a 3-0 start, but after that, they have UCLA here in Tempe, and then they have to go to Los Angeles to play USC. So right away, those are two very important division games that really could determine their season within the first 5 weeks. If those two are going to be competitors for the South, and those are two games they've really got to worry about. And then later in the year, you have Notre Dame as a non-conference game. That's here in Tempe. Obviously, that's not as much of an impact in the Pac-12, but it's a big game for the program.
How tough is that Notre Dame game potentially, in that I don't know how ticket sales work, but Notre Dame has people everywhere, and they like to buy as many tickets as they can. Is ASU able to limit that, or are there enough season tickets where ASU's crowd will dominate the crowd?
My understanding is the only way to get a ticket to that game, or guarantee a ticket to that game right now, is to buy season tickets.
Okay.
So from what I hear, a lot of Notre Dame fans, be they here or from Indiana, purchase season tickets just so they can guarantee themselves that one ticket to that one game. They make the trip out here, and then the rest of their season tickets they can sell or not use or anything. So I think you'll see a fairly big Notre Dame contingent, but I do think you'll probably see more ASU fans, obviously, with the size of that stadium.
Camp Tontazona, big week there coming for the team. Why does Todd Graham believe in that tradition?
Well, Todd Graham is a really big fan of Frank Cush, the legendary coach, who sort of helped he literally helped build Camp Tonizona. So they moved away from that tradition under Dennis Erickson because their practice facility here in Tempe with the indoor bubble was completed, and they said, well, what's our purpose of going up there anymore? It rains, the field can be bad, so, you know, we'll just stay here. As the Erickson era waned, people kind of missed that tradition, and then when Todd Graham arrived, they said, you know what, let's go back, because that's such a great tradition, and it really helped invigorate the fans. They get to go up there. It's kind of harkening back to a more successful era. And it's a place where they get to go and sort of have this bonding time as a team.
Tyler Lockman, ASU beat writer for FoxSportsArizona.com. Tyler, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.